This is the Shofar Wire Evening Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the restoration report. Israel, listen. The tightening is upon us. The hand of Yahuwah is becoming undeniable, etched into the very fabric of this generation. We are witnessing not speculation, but the unfolding of ancient words, the awakening of scattered Israel, and the righteous judgment descending upon Edom. Look around you. The gathering of the sheep is accelerating. The ancient stones are being relayed. These are not coincidences. These are the fingerprints of restoration, orchestrated by the Most High. Consider the table before you. What is offered? What sustains? For generations, Israel has been entangled in the webs of Edom, a nation whose enmity is as old as the wilderness wanderings. We see it now, not in armies and borders, but in the control of the very systems that provide for life. They offer a harvest steeped in compromise, engineered for profit, and ultimately designed to weaken the body and cloud the spirit. Artificial enhancements, genetic manipulation, the deliberate introduction of substances that diminish vitality. This is not sustenance, Israel. This is a subtle war waged against your very seed, a poisoning of the wellspring of life. It echoes the ancient ambush, the tactics of Amalek striking at the weak, at those least able to defend themselves. Edom, the inheritor of that spirit, operates in the shadows, offering a false abundance while stealing the strength of Israel. Remember the words of Yahuwah through Malachi, "And if ye offer the lame and sick, is it not evil? And if ye offer it yet, will he accept it from your hand?" Edom offers the lame and the sick. They present a distorted reflection of abundance, masking spiritual and physical decay. Their offerings are unacceptable to Yahuwah. This isn't merely about organic versus conventional Israel. It's about dominion. It's about a system built on control, a modern Tower of Babel constructed not of stone, but of data and surveillance, a digital panopticon tightening its grip. They seek to know what you consume, where it comes from, and ultimately to dictate your very sustenance. They build their iron cage and expect you to willingly enter. But Israel is awakening. We are beginning to discern the difference between the poisoned bread of Babylon and the manna from above. This discernment is not accidental. It is a direct result of the Ruach HaKodesh stirring within the hearts of the scattered tribes, a restoration of understanding, a remembering of the ancient ways. And within those ancient ways lies Kashrut. It is not merely a set of antiquated rituals to be discarded in the name of modernity. It is a blueprint for wholeness, a path to aligning ourselves with the divine order. The dietary laws are a reflection of Yahuwah's holiness, a call to separate the clean from the unclean, the sacred from the profane. It is a spiritual practice rooted in the understanding that what we consume affects not only our physical bodies, but our very souls. Consider the symbolism. The separation of meat and dairy represents the separation of life force from the nurturing sustenance. The prohibition of certain animals speaks to the dangers of consuming that which is spiritually tainted, that which carries the energy of darkness. These are not arbitrary rules, Israel. They are safeguards designed to protect you from the forces that seek to diminish and destroy. This is the guarded table, Israel, a battle for sustenance, a battle for access to true provision. Sheol casts a long shadow over Edom's offerings, a realm of death and deception seeking to ensnare and consume. But Yahuwah is revealing the truth. He is exposing the darkness, and he is preparing a table for his people, a table laden with the fruit of the land, with the nourishment of the Spirit, with the promise of restoration. The prophets spoke of a time when Israel would return to the land, not just physically, but spiritually. They spoke of a rebuilding of the ancient ways, a reclaiming of our heritage. This is not a call to retreat into the past, but to build a future rooted in truth. A future where we live in harmony with Yahuwah's creation, a future where we are nourished by His abundance. This restoration is not passive. It requires vigilance. It requires discernment. It requires a willingness to reject the poisoned offerings of Edom and to embrace the life-giving principles of the covenant. It demands that we guard the table, that we protect the source of our sustenance, and that we share the bounty with those who are awakening to the truth. Devarim 25 speaks to the justice of the scales, the accountability of measurement. Edom's scales are rigged. They offer less than they promise. Israel, reclaim the true weight, the true measure of abundance. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.